we built a community around this island, and I feel like our bonds are stronger.
For 550 kids in New York City, this is high school, where all of the typical stereotypes of a high school experience are met with career training courses that focus on the ocean that surrounds their home.
I'll do some data, as Zoe will do data for two different groups. All right? Sound good? Okay, let's head down.
The goal of this school was to give opportunity to maritime education to those students who may have never been able to get that.
Harbor School was founded so that these city kids could, like, realize that they live in this, like, they're surrounded by beautiful nature, you know? It's so many waterways that are important to how New York City became New York City.
Students get hands-on experience in a range of maritime skills to prepare them for careers in everything from aquaculture to ocean engineering. They get the chance to build and operate boats, designing submersibles, and even dive in and conduct real-life research.
What's up, everybody?
Today we're getting a look at the school's ongoing oyster restoration research program.
Medium, extra medium, like it.
The school works hand in hand with a nonprofit called the Billion Oyster Project. Its goal? Restore New York's once thriving oyster population.
They're just telling me how many oysters are on their shell, and then they tell me whether it's alive or dead, and they measure the shell height. It's like length from tip to tip.
The goal is to monitor, study, analyze a billion oysters or get a billion oysters in
The Billion Oysters Project is to put a billion oysters back into New York Harbor.
Wow. How do we know how close we are to this goal?
By doing monitors just like this.
If a student wants to be involved in the maritime industry, then this school is able to provide the opportunities and the pathways for those students to get into those fields.
It's sort of forming a oyster reef at this moment.
Our goal is to get around a billion oysters in, and that should bring back native oyster populations that were killed off.
Just like a regular class, they receive grades on assignments. The assignments are more hands-on, but they are indeed typical school assignments that are graded. They're called career and technical education classes, and they're part of a pathway for each of our state-approved programs. Last year, more than 90% of our students were accepted into four-year college programs.
A bunch of them that do want to study marine science, which is great from this program. You know, I've had a lot of alumni who have gone on to study aquaculture, specifically in marine science. I have one who's teaching our oyster farming classes now in Maine, so that's exciting.
That's very exciting.
Yeah.
All right, can you pull that? Yeah, that's a little bit better. All right.
Harbor alumni Shayna Rajun Dianarine was so inspired by her aquaculture training, she went on to become a Billion Oyster Project employee.
Honestly, it's been one of the most beautiful blessings ever. I got to, like, do this a little bit in our, like, freshman field, which is where we get to, like, experience a couple of all of the programs. And once I did that in field, I was like, this is where I belong. I belong with all of the oysters in the muck and the heavy lifting and all the data. It's beautiful.
You loved it so much that you come back now to help. What do you see when you look at these youngsters?
Honestly, it's really inspiring. It's so full circle for me to, one, go through the program, graduate from the program, come back to take care of the space, and then now also get to come back and work with students and see them do the same thing. And also see that they're just as excited about it as I am. It's not often that you see kids come in and be excited for school. Not at all.
Right.
And then here, they're like, oh, we have oysters today, or we're on the eco dock today, or this is what we get to do. Let's get in it.
What do you love most about coming out here?
I definitely, like, this is kind of what I want to do for the rest of my life.
What's your hope for people through the work that you all are doing here, how it might impact?
I hope that people, like, learn about these kind of how there are, like, these kind of jobs and activities you can do in New York, like, especially, like, just an urban place that you can still, like, save wildlife here, like, by interacting with, like, oysters.
For its students, the New York Harbor School offers a huge leap into their future.
Well, I've known that I want to be a marine biologist since I was in the third grade. So one of my family friends, like, knew someone who went here. They're like, oh, like, you should check it out. Like, it's a really cool school.
What are you going to do when you graduate here?
I've applied to the United States Coast Guard Academy, and I'm hoping to get in there. They got a little bit of a low acceptance rate, but I think I could do it. I'm in the honor society, so they're looking for like very prestigious people, very academically smart, and physically active people.
Right.
So I think if I can get in there, that's free college.
Dude, that sounds dreamy.
Everything. So then, and then I have to take. I have to serve for 5 years. That's my thing.
You got this, man.
Yep.
I'm having a time, like the time of my life.
Do you have any idea of like what your dream job might be someday?
Yeah, I want to go into college and study aquaculture, and then continue on that career path. Later on, I will go back to school, get my PhD, and become a veterinary nurse.
Wow, that's amazing.
The Harbor School is nestled on Governor's Island, about 800 yards south of Manhattan. The former military base is now part public park, part cultural and educational hub. And this 172-acre island is only accessible by ferry, which means for these teens, their school bus looks like this.
I feel like this school has a lot more diversity, especially because everybody's coming from all different areas. Like you have people from Staten Island. I'm in Brooklyn, so I'm used to Brooklyn, and that's where I went to school. And so the kids like have a lot more chances to talk to many different people, make new friends.
What's your hope for the program?
Program?
Yeah, you look 10 years from now, 20 years from now, the impact it might have.
I hope that it continues to draw people in, because that's the best way to like genuinely get into this kind of thing, is to like get dirty and fall in love with the earth that's around you. So I hope that we just keep encouraging people to come out, because that's a good way to start.
Give me a dirty high five. Love it.